Fort Vasai, Mumbai. For a settlement so close to the megapolis of Mumbai, the northern suburb of Vasai is a quiet hamlet with an old-world charm, coexisting with modernity. Over the years, people have called this Mumbai suburb, named after the Vasi Konkani community, Vasai, Basai, and Basai. Today, ruins of massive Basai fort, a few churches, and villages of the original inhabitants mark this settlement. History. What is surprising is its history dating back to the prehistoric era. Trade relations with Babylon and Egypt existed from 2000 BC to 500 BC, and then with Persian and Muslim traders till 1200 AD. Sopara and Vasai finds mention in an inscription of the Ashoka pillar. Discovered here was a fragment containing a few lines of the major rock edict 8, in 1882. From 315 BC to the end of the 13th century, the Mauryas, the Chalukyas, the Rashtrakutas, revived Chalukyas, and the Yadavas of Devagiri ruled the Vasai region. Later came the Sultans of Gujarat, followed by the Portuguese, Marathas, and British. It was the Yadavas who built Fort Vasai, then, Vasai, in 1184 AD. The Gujarat Sultan 8 also built upon the existing fort. The Portuguese Connect. It is during the Portuguese acquisition of the land through the Treaty of Vasai, 1534 AD, that Fort Vasai, a name given by Portuguese, resurrected. The Portuguese bombed the 12th century fort and built the Fortaleza de São Sebastião de Vasai or the Fort of Saint Sebastian of Vasai. Also called the Northern Court or Court do Norte, its southern counterpart being Goa. Orly, Mahim, and Boundary Forts Trinity, along with Fort Vasai, remained the stronghold of Portuguese until Marathas took over in the late 18th century. The layout of Fort Vasai. The imprint of Portuguese architecture is heavy on the layout and the internal structures of the decagonal fort. Stone masonry makes the coastal citadel stand as tall and proud as it did in its heyday. For an abandoned military post, Fort Vasai tells its story well through its ruins. The fortifications have 11 bastions and 2 primary entrances spread over an extensive area. The west entrance from the land, Porta da Terra, and the sea gate to the east, Porta do March. The bastions of the complex are the only remnants from the Sultanate rule. Within the fort, the Portuguese constructed 7 churches, 4 convents, 2 colleges, a citadel, 2 palaces, a pond, a tank, temples, and several smaller structures. Of the churches, convents, and colleges, only 5 remain in decent shape. The citadel is intact, so are the tanks, the pond, and temples. Except for some parts, the palaces are in ruins. The citadel and palaces. Close to the Porta do Mar and the Cali settlements is the citadel of San Sebastian. Named after Portuguese King Dom Sebastian I, it is a fort within Fort Vasai constructed in 1535 to 1536 AD. The walls and bastions of this pentagonal citadel are in good shape and it encloses a pond, few wells, and some chambers. On one side, remnants of an enormous chimney mark the site of a kitchen. The primary entrance to the citadel is from the seaside. It has the Portuguese coat of arms, arrow weapons, the cross of Christos, and a sphere. A smaller entry also exists opposite the ruins of the palaces of the captain, governor, of Vasai. The architecture of the palace is comparable to the one in Basvakalan Fort. Ruins of many chambers, including a dancing hall and perhaps a bath, soldiers' barracks, and a town hall exist on the fort grounds. The Marath imprint. 1739 AD, the year of the Marath victory over the Portuguese, led to a few temples within the fort. One of them is opposite the town hall, next to Captain's Palace. Ahead, the statue of Chimajiapa, the man behind this victory, stands tall within a park. For the brief period of Maratha rule, Vasai got the name of Bajipur. The victory was short-lived as the British annexed Bajipur through signing the Treaty of Vasai, 1802 AD, with Baji Rao II, the Maratha Peshwa of Pune, in India. By this time, the renamed Vasai had lost its importance for the British and they moved to establish their reign in Bombay and later, Mumbai. The churches and other religious structures within Vasai Fort deserve an honest and detailed description. And that follows next week.